Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, Sales, Leasing, and Consulting.
The conversations we have and what happens when words turn to action. Hello again, everybody. Welcome into the Mind Your Business podcast series, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I am David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. I'm just wondering if any of you had this podcast show up as your most listened to on Spotify. I highly doubt it, but you know, if you did, hey, we need to talk. We need to get you more engaged with the Boone Area Chamber. We are glad you've listened again. Thanks for the downloads. Thanks for the continued interest in all things related to the business community here in the High Country. We've got a great story here to start the month of December as we start to think about the value of the interactions that we have at this time of year and the people in our lives, the conversations that we have. You never know how conversations lead to action, right? And you know, we saw a story in the Watauga Democrat this week that is proof positive of this kind of thing, right? We work with the Watauga Democrat staff on Boone My Hometown, which is a community resource guide, a part relocation guide, part community information piece that we put out every year for not only local residents, but a lot of these get sent to prospective residents, prospective visitors that want to know more about our area. And a lot of times we talk about some of the neat and interesting and maybe, you know, kind of like off the beaten path business stories that we can put in there that feature the entrepreneurial spirit of our community. And we got to talking about Stick Boy Bread Company and how Carson and Mindy Coatney, who started Stick Boy years ago, have their fingerprints on several different businesses that really grew from that business. And part of that story gets into how Carson ran into Tim Herdklotz one day at a yogurt shop, and they were just talking, and all of a sudden that conversation led to Boonshine Brewery. That's how it works, right? You go get some yogurt, you dream up a place that now is one of the anchor businesses and the epicenter of East Boone. So again, you never know what conversations turn to action. And we have more evidence of that here in this episode of Mind Your Business. So Yolanda Adams and Judy Current are two longtime friends of the Chamber. Judy Current works with Life Store Bank. Yolanda Adams with Watauga County Schools. Yolanda's a board member of ours, was our Baker Jones Woman of the Year just a few years ago. These two ladies interacted at a Watauga leadership development class, and more on Watauga leadership in a minute. But there was a panel discussion that Yolanda was a part of that Judy heard as a participant in the class. And they were talking about barriers in our community. And one of those barriers that Yolanda brought up was that certain members of our community, especially the Latino community, had a hard time getting access to traditional bank accounts. And there were some programs that were in place nationally that helped gain some identification that is more universally accepted, non-governmental identification, but ID that can help break down some of the barriers to access for services. And we're not talking about just financial. We're talking about things like getting a library card, getting your kids in and out of school. The things along those lines. So as Yolanda brought up that conversation, it got Judy thinking about how Life Store Bank may be able to turn the opportunity to think about underserved and in her words, underbanked members of our community, and how Life Store might be able to make accounts and make access a little bit easier. So a conversation got started behind the scenes at the bank. They brought Yolanda in, and now Life Store Bank has the Progress account, which we're going to hear more in depth about today. So once again, proof that conversations can lead to action if you follow up and if you really think about the value of those words and move forward with them. So an inspiring story to hear today. A couple of quick calendar things I want to put out for you before we get into this conversation. Number one, Watauga Leadership, because good things happen at Watauga Leadership, right? And we are in the midst of registration for our Watauga Leadership Institute classes for 2022. We have our traditional Watauga Leadership Challenge class and our Watauga Leadership Development class, which is a little bit deeper dive into leadership development fundamentals. Those two courses will start January 27th with a retreat day up at Appalachian Ski Mountain. Don't worry if you can't ski. We're not necessarily on the slopes all the way for that, but more on that later too. After the retreat, we'll go with alternating every other week classes from the beginning of February through the end of April. So pretty short window to get a very valuable leadership development curriculum taught to you by Dr. Jim Street and our panel of experts throughout the course of the beginning of 2022. So we're about halfway full with the registrations for both of those classes. A lot of people traditionally wait until right around the first of the year to jump in on those. And if you wait that long, we might not have space left. We are holding smaller cohorts this year. year due to COVID and just wanting to make sure we've got enough room for everybody to move comfortably and responsibly. So we're not jamming the classes full. So if you are interested in Watauga Leadership Challenge or Watauga Leadership Development for 2022, please go to boonchamber.com today. Check out the information and get registered. If you want a seat, now's the time. Don't wait till after the first of the year because we just might not have capacity. And again, you never know what conversations come from Watauga Leadership that could become the next big thing in our community. Final thing for you, we have our final business after hours of the year coming up. That's 1 week from Thursday as we record this here on the 2nd of December. It'll be December 9th at the Blue Ridge Energy Watauga Showroom, a partnership with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, bringing us kind of a holiday event to close out the year. A little different than our traditional after hours. There's not going to be a big formal program. No need to stick around for the full 2 hours. This is going to be more of a casual drop-in type event from 4:30 to 6:30, and one that is family friendly. We'll have cookies and holiday treats for the kids and hot apple cider, cocoa, the whole works. So come by, get a holiday treat, visit with some colleagues. Kids can get their picture with Santa Claus, and we'll close out the year on a positive note. So that business after hours will run from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Blue Ridge Energy Watauga Showroom on Thursday, December 9th. You can get registered for that at boonchamber.com. Don't worry about registering the kids. Just register yourself. We'll take care of that and bring the family out for what should be a nice way to end the day on December 9th. All right, so how does progress happen? Conversation by conversation. And we'll talk now about how Yolanda Adams and Judy Current got together on just a simple follow-up that led to a potential life-changing opportunity for many citizens in our community. We talk the progress account here on this week's installment of Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business is brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program brought to you each and every week by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. As we were talking before the break, we are in the midst of registration time for the Watauga Leadership Institute and the two courses that we have immediately on the docket with that, Watauga Leadership Challenge, Watauga Leadership Development, will get started in January. And those courses not only provide great building blocks for leadership development, but they provide excellent connection points, not only with the classmates themselves, but with the people that we bring in front of those courses to interact and learn more about our community. The story we are going to tell today is a direct result of one of those conversations and just shows what the power is of putting people in a room and letting them talk and figuring out what they may have in common in terms of resource availability, what challenges might be able to be solved by the one that just happens to have the set of ears in the right room at the right time, and the power of that impact throughout our community. So want to introduce Yolanda Adams, board member of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, no stranger to this community, working with Watauga County Schools and basically everybody else in town as well. Judy Current, also no stranger to this program, from Life Store Bank, longtime friend of the program, and two friends of the chamber in a variety of different ways. Both Yolanda and Judy have been great resources for us, helping us get connected with different partners throughout the community, but they are also great sounding boards for opportunities that we can bring to a larger community conversation. So this is where we kind of get started talking about the progress account. And Judy, I want to let you first start with your interaction with Yolanda Adams and how you two got connected and ultimately started a conversation that led to this progress account that we'll talk more about as we go throughout the program.
I met Yolanda at Leadership Challenge 2.0. She was one of the panelists that came to speak to us. And I had not met with Yolanda or talked to her and really didn't know a whole lot about the position that she was in with Watauga County Schools. But she shared with our class many of the struggles that the Hispanic community encountered. And it was very compelling and touching because I just didn't know. You know, we all live in our little bubbles. We work in our own offices. And often until you're exposed to something like Yolanda brought to our class, you really have no idea. So we talked when she came and made the presentation. And then later, which we'll get to, David, later we had the opportunity to bring Yolanda in and help us with something we were working on at Life Store.
And Yolanda, this conversation started with you and I about the Faith Action ID as part of Insight Series, which is another element of the Watauga Leadership Institute umbrella. But this kind of centered around a barrier that existed for Latino families that weren't able to gain access to traditional government IDs and the struggle it was to do just some basic things in terms of your day-to-day business transactions. You opened us up to that conversation, and we were able to put some programming around that to help, you know, try to inform people about what those barriers were and what some opportunities were. Can you tell us a little bit about the Faith Action ID and how that kind of led to this whole conversation of a tool being able to be utilized by members of our community that could match up with something like LifeStore is now offering?
Yes, absolutely, David. So the Faith Action ID card identification is a great tool for our Latino community. As you can imagine, coming here to the States and not having a valid ID, it's a real problem that we encounter. So the Faith Action ID, what it does is they go to different cities and towns to make sure that they can provide this service to the community who is in need of this type of identification. They what they basically do is like they want to make sure that law enforcement is involved in it first before they actually agree to come along. And what law enforcement plays a key component to this, making sure that they kind of like recognize this as a type of ID. It will never replace like a driver license or anything like that. So they're very thorough about explaining the process, but it's a form for the law enforcement to basically open the doors for this ID to come to the different cities and towns. In this case, the police department, the sheriff's department here were very open to the a conversation, and they decided, yeah, this would be a great tool for officers to have to be able to see an ID that they can actually be trained on about, like the name, the date of birth. Sometimes it's confusing when we use our identifications from our own countries, because maybe the last names can be a little confusing. The date of birth sometimes is also backwards, so there's a little confusion on that. And maybe like a regular passport doesn't have a mailing address. This ID is very simple, and I have one here that I'm going to show you that is actually mine that I got on the first session that we had. And it's very simple. It has your name, your picture, your name, and your mailing address and date of birth. And this, you should renew it every year. So with this, what we try to do is like we start to utilize them in different organizations that are like agreed to use them. Like, for example, Watauga County Schools, we accept this as a form of ID when you're going to register your kids in the school system. And also you're actually, we can use them and put a barcode in the back of it and use it as a form of ID when you're going to check out your kids or you're late or something like that. So it has been a great tool. And we have different organizations here in town that accept that that type of ID. And one of them also is like the Health Department, and also we have DSS accepted as a form of ID, and the Watauga County Library as well. So the idea is that every year we have more people that accept this as a form of ID, and that will help to open the doors to our Latino community here in town.
Yolanda Adams and Judy Current joining us here this morning on Mind Your Business. So Judy, maybe you can take it from there. How did this conversation lead you at LifeStore to begin to think about how you could offer a service to a very important part of our community?
So at LifeStore, we were charged with developing an account that would expand financial services to people in the high country. There's a number of people that all across the country that do not have banking services. The banker's term is unbanked. In fact, there's over, I think, 14 million unbanked people across the country, and like 48 million or so that are underbanked. So LifeStore wanted us to develop an account that would provide more services or more accessibility to people without a bank account here. And we wanted that account to be part of a national movement called Bank On. We wanted the account to be certified by Bank-Om. So we looked at their research, and their research identified what those barriers to entry were for people that didn't have a bank account. Maybe they lost a job. Maybe they didn't think they had enough money to have a bank account. Maybe they didn't trust the bank. And then there was a whole separate set of criteria that Hispanic respondents to this national survey had. The Hispanic respondents, they had other worries. They had worries about security, about safety. And we decided at LifeStore that we wanted to pull members of our community in to help us with this account, because we didn't want to develop it in a vacuum. We wanted to develop it and make it an outreach account. So that was the connection that came back to Yolanda. I said, well, you know, Yolanda works with this community, so let me reach out to her. So I reached out to Yolanda. She graciously said she would work on the account. And we're also in Ashe County. So in Ashe County, I contacted a teacher in the school system, Marta Pacheco. And Marta graciously agreed to help. And then Yolanda also pulled in one of her former coworkers. And I'll let Yolanda pronounce his name so I don't mess it up. But
Estrada. Yes.
They partnered with us, and it was a collaborative effort. It was different people at LifeStore, not just marketing, but we had our regulatory department, and we all got together and looked at what this account needed to have in it to make those national standards and to meet the needs of this community.
It's a wonderful story of partnership, collaboration. And we're going to take a time out. When we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, why this matters. Some of this, you know, may fall on people that says, well, you know, I've always had a bank account. I don't understand why people wouldn't have one. But there are some security risks that come with not having one, that this account now all of a sudden brings people to safer financial security. And that is certainly a big part of the benefit of something like the Progress account and the benefit of a conversation like Yolanda and Judy had to make this all happen. We will continue with this conversation as we come back with more of Mind Your Business right after this, here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
The annual Town of Boone Holiday Parade is set for Saturday, December 11th at 2 o'clock. The parade route runs east along historic King Street, showcasing the beauty of downtown Boone during the holidays. Line the streets as local businesses and organizations celebrate Christmas and the holiday spirit with floats, marchers, costumes, and performances for this annual holiday tradition, with Santa Claus himself making an appearance at the parade finale. Head to downtown Boone for the annual Holiday Parade, Saturday, December 11th. 11th at 2 o'clock. For more details, visit joneshouse.org.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, Sales, Leasing, and Consulting.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce speaking with Yolanda Adams and Judy Current. Yolanda Adams, the Family Resource Coordinator with Watauga County Schools. Judy Current with LifeStore Bank. We are talking about the Progress account and how this came about, part of a conversation that has led to financial stability now for many in our community. And Yolanda, I think that it goes without saying that if you don't have access to a bank account, you got to keep your money somewhere, right? But some of that somewhere, if you will, left folks in our community in some very dangerous positions in terms of storing their life savings. I mean, can you touch on a little bit of what this Progress account has kept people from doing in terms of storing their money and savings in some places that might not be so secure?
Yes, absolutely. And I think I shared this when I was presenting, when I was in the panel, when Judy was present. I actually give you a specific example of a family that I was working with here in Watauga County Schools. And as a family resource coordinator that I am, they asked me about different things and topics that they need. And they, this family contacted me and says, can you please let me know if you know of a house that they're selling? This is my budget that I have, and let me know. And I said, okay, well, that's great. And me knowing that you have to have like a pre-approved, amount by the bank, that was my question. Did you have already that approved by the bank? And then they say, no, we have the savings. And I say, okay, well, you can also wherever you're saving the money in what bank, we can go ahead and talk to them. And they say, no, we save it in our home because we don't have a checking account. And at that point, it made me realize, wow, this family has been working here so hard over their life without a checking account and actually saving this money in their own house. It made me realize how dangerous that can be because many factors can happen, correct? I mean, we have, unfortunately, many fires that have happened in the high country, or somebody can break in. I mean, you name it, like we were talking before, maybe a child finds them and decide to cut them in and play with them. So that made me realize there's a huge need that we can go ahead and build the trust and communication within our families about the importance of opening a checking account. But at the same time, I realized that it was very hard just to go to any bank to open any kind of checking account. So that's when I think it fell into Judy's ears to try to help alleviate this. And that's how the Progress Account came along. And now what we're going to go ahead and try to do also with Judy is to try to do a Que Pasa Apalache video so we can introduce this amazing account and the opportunity and bring in that trust that the community want to hear from our own experience about why it's important to have a checking account available.
Well, and I think that this is another one of those classic examples of the importance of local relationships. And certainly you're going to hear the Chamber of Commerce say that all the time. But this is a local bank that can make decisions locally that hears from a local group of citizens that there is a need and there is action that can take place within the community where the need exists. And sometimes when things get passed down the road to Raleigh or Charlotte or wherever the decision-making tree is, you can lose some of the detail, but it feels like, Judy, you all were able to keep this story framed so well to never lose sight of who you were trying to help in this way, and thus have been able to develop a product for these residents that is incredibly helpful for them, beneficial for them, and can lead to better financial stability and even growth for them moving forward.
We were really, really excited to get this account developed because it was developed truly in partnership with our community partners and the bank. We didn't develop it and then come to them and say, hey, what do you think? They actually helped us with the account. The account is a checklist account, and that sounds kind of odd, a checklist checking account. But honestly, checks are what trip people up sometimes with a checking account because they write the checks and then the checks clear the bank 2 weeks later and it's like, oh, I forgot about that. So with that comes fees. So this account is a checkless account, but it has a debit card. It has online bill pay, so you can pay your bills. You can pay a local person with online bill pay, or you can pay your electric bill with it. It has the capabilities of having a payroll check deposited into it. The account does not have fees associated with it. It does not have overdraft fees. So that person that maybe has struggled with balancing how much is in their account because of fees, well, that barrier is removed. It has a monthly service charge, and that's the only fee associated with it. It's $4.95, and that's it. Everything else is included.
Well, that is wonderful. And we encourage anybody that wants to learn more about what LifeStore Bank has to offer, visit golifestore.com. Thank you for your time today in explaining this. And we look forward to sharing more information as this program is rolled out and hopefully can connect many people to it. So thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.
All right. That'll do it for this edition of Mind Your Business. We thank Yolanda Adams and Judy Current for joining us here once again. We are right back with you same time, same place next week here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.